Obviously, this weekend, O2 Arena, it's going to be sold out. It's going to be massive. Anthony Joshua bidding to become the second current British heavyweight world champion. He's fighting for the IBF world title against Charles Martin. Can he do it? Let us know your thoughts on this fight.
I'm a massive fan of Joshua, but they're heavyweights. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how many fights you've had. When you're in there, it's the ring and you've got an opponent. All the talking has to stop. They're heavyweights. They're going to catch each other. And I think it's going to be one of them, like the Dylan White one, where Joshua gets caught and wobbles, and Martin gets caught and he's wobbled, and we know it's not going 12. So my prediction is Joshua in 4.
Wow.
That's my prediction. But equally, I'm not going to sit on the fence, because that's what I do think is going to happen. But, I mean, I've spoke to many people today that have said, well, what do you think? And they think, like, Martin in 6 or Joshua over 10. Or, I mean, everyone's got their opinion on this fight, but one thing we do know, it's going to be absolutely electric inside that arena. I mean, I've been there for the big fights, and I've come out and I've had to, like, wiggle my eardrums and, like, get the noise back. The O2 is amazing for boxing. And I mean, Joshua's kind of seen it as his home now, hasn't he? His last few fights has been there. And it's the first time that Martin's actually travelling as a professional to fight.
Wow.
Outside of America. Yeah. So, obviously, he won his world title on the undercard of Deontay Wilder. But even there wasn't a huge crowd. You know, it's not... I mean, our calibre of crowds, in Britain, we can fill arenas with quite a small card. You know, even like Wembley Arena, we fill that up quite easily. So I think Martin's in for a little bit of a shock, I think, when he hears the noise inside that arena, especially for the fact that it's 99% of the fans are going to be for Joshua, obviously. So I know it's just a ring. I know it's another opponent for Martin. He is the world title holder, but I think Joshua's got his head screwed on. He's not going to go in emotionally charged like he did against Dylan White. I mean, that was personal for him. He already said that. I mean, he let his hands go and left himself open defensively against Dylan White, because it was... He wanted to knock him spark out because basically he hated him. But I think this one, he's looked at it much more of a technical aspect, and I think they've studied Martin a little bit more, and I think it's going to be much more of a defensive show early on in the first couple of rounds from Joshua. And then once he starts letting his hands go, I don't think a lot of people can take Joshua's power. But equally, Martin is a very awkward southpaw, unbeaten, with a world title belt. So, which is why I think every single person in Britain at the moment is ordering that pay-per-view on Saturday.
Oh, without a doubt. As I was just saying to you off air, you know, the texts have been going around, the Facebook messages between me and a few of my mates. It's like, right, we're getting together on Saturday night. Whose house is it going to be at?
I was going to go to the event, but when I go, I report, so I can't really get emotionally involved. So instead, I've decided to watch it at home with my dad, and my granddad's coming over, all the boxers are coming over, their dads are coming over. I don't know how we're going to fit in flat, but I mean, it's one of them things that, like, everyone's getting the groups going, and we're coming over, bring the beers, and I think it's been one of them great nights of boxing that we talk about for a long time.
Yeah, that's it. We always seem to take up the big front room, you know, everyone's in there, and there's like standing room only when the main event kicks in.
Exactly, and the lights go off in my house. We've got a massive TV, so the lights have to go off, and we kind of create an atmosphere in my house as well, so I'm actually so looking forward to it. I want it to be Saturday now. I'm really looking forward to it.
I wouldn't turn any of the lights off around my mates and what they get up to. It's not a chance that's happening. I'll tell you that right now. Going to be a cracking fight, as we know this. It's going to be brilliant. Now, Tyson Fury's been spouting off as well. He wants Joshua, doesn't he, at some point during this, but he's been giving it a little bit of mouth. He's been calling him a weightlifter. Joshua's responded by calling him fat boy. It's all been kicking off. Did you think, because we're hearing that Peter Fury's saying that the announcement for Fury Klitschko 2 is very, very close right now, that after that happens, and if Joshua takes this title, are we going to see these two get in the ring together?
I don't think so, no. I know I hate to burst a bubble, but I think Fury's a little bit annoyed, just to go back on what you said. I think he's a little bit annoyed that Joshua getting a lot of attention. We all know he loves a bit of media circus, Tyson Fury, and rightly so. I mean, he went over to Germany and beat Klitschko. But I think now Joshua is getting the limelight. I think he's like, hold on a minute. I own belts as well, you know. So he's getting a bit annoyed about that. But I do think maybe a little while in the future, I think Deontay Wilder will get in there with Fury first.
Wow.
I don't think they'd put two British fighters in with each other. I really don't. I mean, you'd want them to get a couple and then make it a massive fight.
Yeah.
Because at the moment... I mean, there's a lot of obstacles to overcome, of course. I mean, Fury's got to do the rematch against Klitschko. and he's got to beat Martin first. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going to happen. But the only one thing I can say is that I hope Fury does get a London venue for all the British fans. I mean, it'd be great for him to do it over here. And can you imagine the build-up again with that and the undercards that go along with that? And you know full well that Fury's going to be ringside against when Joshua walks out. So, you know, he loves the camera. So I'm sure he'll be calling the fight on ringside as well if Joshua picks the belt up on Saturday. So I'm, again, looking forward to seeing that. But I would love them to get in there. Can you imagine both of them in the ring together? It makes your mouth water just talking about it, doesn't it?
It's going to be exciting, isn't it? If we can make this happen,
at the moment, the fact that we've got a heavyweight champion in Fury is exciting. The fact we could have two by Saturday night is even more amazing. And the fact that they could have a bout next summer at Wembley Stadium, two British fighters with heavyweight belts, that just makes I don't know any boxing fan that wouldn't be excited about that.
And how great is it?
Unbelievable.
How great is it for British boxing at the minute as well because of that?
I think we're like, for such a, I know it sounds really silly, but such a small, we're a small island at the end of the day. We're only tiny compared to the likes of America. And we've got loads of world champions. I think we're like the leading light in boxing at the moment. I think everyone looks at us and is a bit like, wow, you know, and for that to happen, I mean, it gives us such a standing with everyone else. I mean, people that I've spoken to in and around my office that didn't even know about boxing, that now they talk to me about all different weights. Obviously, the heavyweights catch the eye of the everyday boxing fan, but they're talking to me about the super middleweights. Oh, who's Callum Smith going to fight? Like, you know, it gets everyone's mouth watering when there's the idea of a world champion in Britain. So, God, it's just so exciting. There's so much to talk about. I could be in, like, for an hour.
There is, isn't there? So much. There's so much. I mean, obviously, Derek Chisora has been chatting as well. I know he was on Sky Sports the other day. He thinks that Joshua's jab's going to be a big key against Charles Martin. He thinks he's going to be taking him down in at least the fourth round in this one as well. Of course, Derek Chisora, he's looking for a potential fight against Joshua himself. They're all lining up to take him on, aren't they? And Chisora, he's got his own fight to deal with as well.
God, he's got Kubrat Pulev in the Bulgarian for the EBU heavyweight title, which obviously is not as sought after as the ones that Joshua and, well, Martin and Fury hold.
But it's an eliminator isn't it?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. He's obviously got confidence. He's had five little, like, I'd call them momentum-building victories, you know, like, that have not been greatly publicised and greatly spoken about. But you know what? He's been under the radar a little bit more than he should be, and he's been winning these fights. And after saying about Joshua, he then went on to say that he's been sparring in LA, and he's looking forward like at the heavyweight division, and he thinks he can roll with the guys at the top. So again, it just adds another fuel to the flame, doesn't it? I mean, it just makes it something else exciting. Imagine a Tyson, a Fury, Chisora rematch, and things like that happen, and it's so exciting at the moment that he's put himself back in there. And there you go, heavyweights are doing incredibly at the moment.
Really are. And as we take a look at another thing that's going to be happening away from this, we're looking at a man who's going to be on Sam Bridges' show tonight from 7 o'clock, Nigel Benn. Well, he's got his son involved now, hasn't he? And he's looking pretty good from what I'm hearing.
Well, he's making his debut on Saturday night.
Yes.
And, I mean, to make your debut on a world title undercard doesn't happen to many people, I can assure you that. I mean, I know people that have fought in front of 25 people at a dinner show on their first fight, you know, so obviously, you're Nigel Benn, like Eubank Jr.'s Eubank Senior's son. He's going to be directly compared straight away, which obviously, if you're someone like Nigel Benn, if you're his son, you're going to get directly compared. And he's been pretty active in being involved with him with the Matchroom press conference, like announcing him, having the photos done with him and stuff. And he's been like quite active in promoting his son. But I mean, he's 19 years old, and he's only had 22 amateur bouts, and they was in Australia, apparently, I found out today. So, yeah, he's not had much of a lengthy amateur career, but he seems pretty, in the press conferences, he kept bellowing how he's going to outdo his father for achievement. So I look forward, I mean, Ben was such an entertainer, and I know my dad was a fan, so if he can live up to half of what his dad done, I think he'll be a very entertaining like person in our sport. But at 19, I mean, the hype to surround him already, I think he's going to be a big attraction for Matchroom. I think he's going to sell shows. He's going to be brilliant.
Wow, I mean, just looking at what he's been saying here, he said he fought 22 times, you said, in Australia, mostly in sheds or farmers' barns, because there isn't much boxing there.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you fought 22 times in Australia, no offence to Australia, but they probably were smaller hall shows, you're going to the O2, which apparently now is the home of British boxing, on an undercard of a British heavyweight title, world title fight. It doesn't get much different, does
it? It doesn't.
I mean, at 19, it's gonna take a lot. I think his dad's gonna have a lot to do with his mentality, but it has to be very switched on. I mean, it's so easy to let the event get the best of you, which is why the best in the world don't let it get to you, if you know what I mean. So I think he'll just have to take it like each minute as it comes at the O2. I know he'll be on very early, so I'm not sure if he's going to be televised or not. Because I know the event starts at 6 and I think the boxing starts at 4:30 at the arena. So I'm not sure if he's going to be televised, but I know for sure in the future that we're going to see a lot more of this young kid.
I was really interested to hear these comments. I can't wait to see what Nigel's going to be saying to Sam after 7 tonight, because he's been saying in the press today that he proper clocked him when he was sparring with him years ago. It's the first time we went at it, I battered him, but he learned quick. He said, we sparred again 3 years later and it was like fighting something from the Matrix. He hit me and he hit me hard.
Well, we look in the open workout that was at the York Hall for this fight. I think he was there and like, everyone was saying to me how sharp he looked, and he's got it. You know, like when someone's got it, they've got it. And apparently he just got in the ring and it was like his home. So obviously he's had his dad to look up to, and he is very sharp, I've heard. So let's hope we see him on Saturday. But if not, I do hope he does well, because, I mean, Nigel Benson, he's a great, great guy himself, and hopefully he gets to do just as well.
And if these two can match up, you know, someone's going to be there thinking, hang on, there's money in this, isn't there? Nigel Benjamin, yeah. Junior, Chris Eubank.
Junior,
someone's going to want to put them together.
I think somebody already asked about it, I'm sure. I was reading at one of the press releases today, and one of the quotes were, if I can get that strong and get up in weight, I'll have no qualms in fighting him. So already, the boy's not even stepped in a ring for the first time as a professional, and the question's already being answered by press agencies.
Absolutely so, bonkers.
It's bonkers. It is bonkers, but it does whet the appetite a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I can't wait to see him in the ring. This one's going to be looking good. It's going to be a cracking night on Saturday. Cannot wait for this. Brooke, thank you so much for coming on. Fight night, 7 o'clock tonight. Sam Bridges with more. As I said, we're just talking about his son, but Nigel Benn is going to be on the show. Brooke, cheers. Enjoy Saturday night.
Thank you. And you.